I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, I'm sure you'd be hoping to hear a lot of information coming your way, and you certainly will in the next hour. And we'll be talking about some amazing concepts such as the flashing in and out of the universe. We'll be getting into some information concerning the 3 days of darkness. We'll be touching upon some magical concepts from the Creating Camelot Club and Merlin and Marilyn the Magician. And no doubt touching upon some Pleiadian concepts concerning our health and certain techniques that you can use to maintain your excellent health. But before we get into all those topics, we'd like to kick the program off in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga. And that will be led by Sri Swami Sajidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari
Hari Hari
Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda. He was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Always try to get as many Hari Oms in the world as possible. And certainly the Hari Om mantra is a very powerful mantra. And you can also get the archives from this program, which appear about Monday after the Saturday presentation. And you can go to my website at etyoga.com, and on the main page there's a large button that says Radio Archives. Hit that one button and it'll take you to the most recent ET Yoga presentations. And for meditation purposes, I would suggest the November 3rd program from 2018, because that one has the Hari Om back-to-back with the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And thus, you can get two meditations at the same time. The XYZ is designed to expand consciousness. And actually, I gave a workshop this last weekend in DeLand, Florida, and the group there did the XYZ. It's a very powerful meditation. First time I'd done it with a group of people. And that particular meditation was shown to me by Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar. And the version that I use is my version of that initial presentation, which I got permission from Daryl to use at workshops. So if you like doing meditations of Hari Om and want to try an extraterrestrial meditation, that's a good way to get involved with the meditation process. This Hari Om mantra can be used both as vocal mantra as well as just do it internally. And very powerful yoga technique. Speaking of, I guess a lot of people are wondering about the concept of ET and yoga, and I would like to also give a special welcome to the new listeners that we have this week from Florida, particularly those who attended that particular workshop in DeLand. And at that workshop, we talked about the expanded definition here, I guess, for North Americans of the word yoga. Yoga meaning union of you and your higher self. And most people in North America think of the word yoga, they think of the Hatha yoga, which is very widespread with respect to the physical postures, which are called asanas. And usually the Hatha yoga can also include pranayams or yogic breathing, as well as some cleansing activities as well. I would like to mention that in the integral yoga that Sri Swami Satchidananda taught, he taught six different branches of yoga. Japa yoga, which we just did a little bit of, is the mantra chanting. And certainly, I like to spread the word about what I call ET yoga, the new yoga, or the yoga of belief. And the reason for that is that all of our modern science now is coming to the conclusion that our universe is holographic, that it's fractal. So the one is all and the all is one. And it operates much like a computer program, which also has a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief, and thus what you believe is. And actually this concept first came to my attention I guess back in the 1970s, because there was so much information from different sources, extraterrestrial as well as otherwise, that was showing how important the process of belief is, and how that the core information of extraterrestrial material, in my opinion, was that thought or belief creates. And this concept was certainly reinforced by the Seth material from Jane Roberts back in the 1970s. I also became introduced to Barbara Marciniak's, I guess one of her first books called Bringers of the Dawn. And by the way, that Bringers of the Dawn is a free download on internet now. And that's an amazing book, and a lot of that information is around the idea that thought creates. And also at that time, Daryl Anka and Bashar came along, and they've been sharing information concerning the concept that thought creates as well. And no doubt, multiple other areas, but to my way of thinking, that's just a whole new concept in thought that was first introduced back in the 70s. And although the nanosecond, as described by the Pleiadians, was the period between 1987 and 2012, even though we call it that, I can see that the seeds of thought creates were planted back in the 70s. And I guess before I move on to other topics tonight, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And, of course, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible, and that would be in an effort to create your own self-empowerment, your own autonomy with respect to not only creating health, but maintaining it and also dealing with issues as they arise. I appreciate that there is some wonderful work being done in the medical field with respect to emergency situations. However, in my opinion, the main stream medical and big pharma is a dead-end road in time. So just thought I would pass that on just so that you know that I kind of have to do this disclaimer, but that's basically what it is. And I'd like to also amplify a little bit on this concept of ET yoga as a new yoga of belief, because in my spiritual background and teachings, and that was back from Baba Ram Das and Paramahansa Yogananda, of course, Sri Swami Sachidananda, also Sri Ramana Maharshi, I definitely had a good set of special teachers in the area of yoga. And the concept that thought creates really might have been mentioned briefly, as Sri Swami Sachidananda would always say that the whole world is your teacher. But in terms of it being a major focus, I think that the yoga of belief, it should be a major focus in a new yoga. And that's basically one of the reasons why I've sort of created the concept between and the marriage between ET and yoga. And I think as time passes on, more and more people are becoming aware of the extraterrestrial presence on this planet. They're learning more about our extraterrestrial heritage. And by the way, the first planet that you incarnate on in this universe is the planet of your star family. And very few people, I think, on this planet are actually originally from here. The vast majority are from elsewhere. And in case you didn't know, humanity comes from the Lyra star constellation and the Vega star system. And that can be traced back from information from not only Pleiadians, but Sirians, Andromedans, Arcturians, all of them saying the same thing. And in fact, I also was a fan of the Billy Meyer Experience back in the 1970s and his book, UFO from the Pleiades. And that's a book that I understand now costs about $450 if you can find it. It's sort of out of print, and but also contained information that our spiritual heritage goes back to the Lyra Vega star system. And since that time, lots of manipulation has taken place with human DNA. We were designed at one point to have 12 chakras and 12 strands of DNA. And somewhere along the line, the strands were changed from basically 12 to 2. So most people are functioning with 2 strands. However, we're much like a hairdryer that's unplugged but still has all its working parts. And through several techniques, such as intention, we are capable of activating those dormant strands of DNA and dormant chakras. And I also, as I understand it, the Lemurian civilization was a fifth dimensional civilization, and Atlantis was a fourth dimensional civilization. And then we kind of, the Earth shifted down into a 3D civilization shortly after the last fall of Atlantis. This is also when we lost connection with our higher self. So then we were basically, we're incarnated on this planet, but we didn't come with conscious connection with our higher selves. And this connection then kind of comes about through, I guess, certain experiences, a certain falling away of worldliness, as Baba Ram Dass would say, and what's called the planting of the seed. And the planting of the seed is when you become aware that there are higher levels of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain them. It's also in some parlances called true baptism. And once the seed's planted, the plant's going to grow. So that's the biggie right there, that initial realization. And thus comes the spiritual journey or the quest for self-realization, which ultimately is becoming where you become one with your higher self, and that concept being self-realization. I think as well, there are no prerequisites, of course, to self-realization. Sri Ramana Maharshi was a being who basically had an experience where he asked the question, who am I, and went through the doorway and stayed there. Most of us, if we have that experience, we can gain the experience and come back to our normal state of consciousness, and then we're working on what I call the process of consciousness completion, or a return or a binding back to that higher self realization. In fact, in the spiritual progression, one of the later stages is the dissolution or the surrendering of ego to the higher self, and thus you spend more time being aware of your I Am presence, but not so much identifying with ego identification. And in this respect, I think Muji is a real good example of someone that you can listen to on YouTube. His perspective is always that of taking you to that stage of spiritual progression. While many teachers, you know, point the way in terms of information, such as ET Yoga, where I talk about multiple techniques and ideas and concepts, and every so often I'll do a show just on techniques. Like, for example, I think a couple of weeks ago I talked about a technique from Master Kathumi, and basically where the Om Mane Padme Hum mantra is repeated 108 times while gazing into the bindo, or the center of a Sri Yantra. That's S-R-I, Yantra. And a Yantra is a visual symbol, much like a mantra. And this process, if repeated 108 times a day, leads towards reconnecting with your 12-stranded DNA and your 12 chakra system. And these chakras were pretty much, at least seven are in the body. The other five were pretty much dormant since the time of Lemuria and Atlantis. So we're now coming into the point where the Earth is ascending back into higher dimension. And in relation to that, then these dormant chakras are beginning to activate. And it's certainly a very inspiring concept, because to my way of thinking, a person with 12-stranded DNA and 12 chakras fully activated would be comparable to being self-realized. And the Pleiadians also offer some very interesting techniques, such as Pleiadian spinning and pillar of light technique, as well as Solara on Ra has a beautiful meditation on YouTube called Activating Your 13 Chakras, and the 13th being the heart chakra, which overrides the other 12. And I highly, highly recommend checking out her beautiful mantra presentations. Now, with respect to the 3 days of darkness, actually, it was Brad Johnson, who channels Adranus, that came out about 2 weeks ago with information that Adranus is stating, and he's from the Syrian civilization, that the 3 days of darkness, nobody knows a date, but they do have a year narrowed down, that Adranus says has about a high 90s probability. And that year is 2037. And that would reflect the splitting of the timelines. And as Bashar would say, there's two basic timelines. One, it leads to freedom and the ascension process. And the other one is the road down the transhuman agenda and technology, which leads to a tyranny. And those timelines would be due to split, as well as the Earth ascending into 5D. And the 3 days of darkness basically is an allusion to a cessation of the reality that defines this present third-dimensional reality. Some will experience it as a darkness. There will be several layers of response to this period of time. Some will simply sleep through it, not truly experiencing the 3 days. The sleep that they will experience will not simply be a physical sleep, but a deep induced state of unconsciousness that will allow them to go through the turmoil of that 3 day period. Some will express that which is common in biblical terms as the rapture. They'll be taken up to a place, so to speak, where they will not experience the dramatic results of the transition period of the photon belt of the 3 days. And this may even be experienced and understood as being taken aboard intergalactic vessels of the Galactic Federation in order to avoid the negative turbulent effects that this three-day period may have. So that would be information from Cosmic Awareness. And I think that in conjunction with that whole concept, I'd like to share with you some information from the Creating Camelot Club. And if you're not familiar with the Creating Camelot Club, I highly suggest you check it out. It's material from Merlin the Magician and Marilyn the Magician. And it's been around for over a decade that I've been aware of. It's all about fourth and fifth dimensional thinking, thought creates. If you're into all that kind of stuff, you'll love that website. And this is a quote from their material. Before you begin, find the calm center within. When you find yourself in need of anything, you are resonating in lack. Sickness exists only as the absence of wellness. Darkness is the absence of light. Poverty is the illusion of scarcity. In truth, there is no lack in all of Camelot. Keep in mind, all of life has both negative and positive aspects. You cannot have one without the other. All that is makes up the whole of everything. You feel less than wholly who you are when you pick apart or want to remove any part of the whole. This is where resistance comes into play, producing tension, stress, pain, disease, or lack of anything. When you remember to function as a whole being, you will naturally thrive because you are operating in the state of non-resistance. As you release fear about and fear, doubt, and worry, you get out of your own way. Be in a constant state of celebration, appreciation, and gratitude, and you'll manifest a rich and abundant life. And also from Merlin and Marilyn the Magician, a little bit about your magic wand. If you don't think you own a wand, I invite you to play along. Your wand is very real and extremely powerful. Pay attention to where you point it, because just like magic, what you find yourself pointing at in time will appear right before you. And even if you'd rather not see that something, this is where hardships come into play when you forget to play. How much time do you spend playing in your imagination as opposed to how much time you spend looking at the reality that is already made manifest? How much change do you think you could see by your very creative say-so that things could be? It defies the physics of law of attraction. Most people spend a great deal more time looking at and listening to how others created their dreams come true by music, books, business success, sports, television, and movies, rather than in dreaming their own desires into being. You literally pay others for dreaming, and that is all fine and good, but have you forgotten about your dreams if they haven't come true? Marilyn and Merlin Magician are here to tell you that if you spent just half as much time paying attention to your creations as you do involved with others' creations, many more of you would be living your dreams in manifest form. Imagine what you could do with spending as much time. Things beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations would come to you because you went beyond where most are willing to go. Kind of an interesting perspective. And if we think about it, in our society, the controlling powers try to control our attention and thus our perception. And clearly that's in the outer world, and they also tend to create a feelings of fear and anxiety. And I was watching a YouTube recently from Dr. Dispenza, and he was talking about the effect of stress. And certainly stress is one of those concepts that was brought up by Bashar as being one of the core foundations of developing excellent health, first being good water without the fluoride, which calcifies the pineal gland, also probably does calcification of the heart, having good air, and a good way to oxygenate the system would be through yoga pranayams or breathing exercises, getting plenty of exercise, working on eliminating or reducing stress in your life, getting on a vegetarian, working towards vegan diet, and doing a thorough bodily detox. And according to Bashar, if you do those six things and you get plenty of nutrients, your body's capable of healing 99.9% of all disease issues. And certainly good information to make a practice of in your life. And this whole idea of stress is apparently that when your body is in stress, your immune system shuts down. So I think it's really, really important for people to not only have positive beliefs about health, but also I want to talk a little bit about a technique that you can do to kick your immune system into high gear. But first, I'd like to share the a perspective of health from the Pleiadians, and this would be Barbara Marciniak material, that your body is a magnificent self-healing, self-repairing system, an organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace, and is true with all beliefs. The bottom line is that you must believe it. A key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life, and there's no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You are capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. You need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health. As many are discovering, cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medications is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalances. And the technique that Greg Braden is bringing in forth right now and that you can find on YouTube is harmonizing heart and brain. And a very simple technique that only takes, you know, 5 minutes to do. And basically, you get yourself in a very calm state and watch your breathing for a while, watch it slow down, get yourself in a very calm state of mind, and then you touch your heart center in a meaningful way. And by touching, it draws your attention to the heart. And the simple technique is while touching the heart, you then deliberately create an emotional state that's either related to appreciation, gratitude, unconditional love, a very positive emotion. And science is showing, that when you do this, it kickstarts 1,300 biological reactions in your body and boosts your immune system, kicks it into high gear. And not only does that, this very simple technique, but it also apparently lasts for 6 hours. So I would highly suggest that you clue into that one, because especially if you're having issues with stress, it's one of the ways that you can definitely reduce the stress. I'd like to also mention that I've always been really impressed by the ancient Essenes, and because the Essenes were ancient Atlantean souls, and they had completely overcome the problems of health and aging, and even overcome the force of gravity, as the Atlanteans had been able to do. And there were three basic principles were followed by the Essenes in their healing. And first, it was believed that divinity was expressed in the plant kingdom. And as an antidote for the illnesses of the human kingdom, that for every illness that existed a palliative in a root, leaf, bark of a tree or plant, and the Essenes, therefore, were herbalists in the highest sense of the word. And I should point out here that it's not often that I refer people to a book, and but Barbara Marciniak, in one of her channeled information sessions, highly recommends the book. It's called The Encyclopedia of Herbal Medicine. And I have that book, and it's quite excellent, because it definitely relates to this concept of the Essenes. I'd like to now share with you the information from Four Winds at fourwinds10.com with respect to the flashing in and out of the universe. And multidimensionality and flashing universe. Lifetimes, in your terms, are not linear. Rather, they coexist in the quantum field of the eternal now moment. The universe as you know it flashes in and out in a pulsing sequence of light energy frames that consist of what we call consciousness units. The process of God Source sending the matrix of awareness through pixels of minute particles definitely involves what we call the term flashing units of consciousness, or electromagnetic units that can and do pulse in and out of all realities in a strobe light fashion. This flashing energy units are geometric in nature and occur with a relatively short lifespan. Your scientists postulate that black holes are imploded supernovas of extremely compressed energy whose gravitational field is so intense that it pulls into itself all matter and light. Yet they do not as yet recognize that at the back of the black hole, in a manner of speaking, is a white hole that generates new vitalized energy into the universe. As such, there is a constant surge of new energy into your universe, which comes through a nearly infinitesimal number of white holes. The sequencing of energy in and energy out creates a flashing effect within the consciousness and time sequence of your reality, and your oversoul is calibrated within the flashing sequence. Imagine then that the root unit of your beingness, in your terms, your oversoul, is at the center of a wheel, and this hub is a flashing receiver of consequent light and emits an infinite number of pulsing light threads or fiber optic spokes, and at the end of each spoke is one of your soul aspects or incarnational sojourns. The reincarnation aspects represented by the spokes of the wheel receive units of conscious light termed conscious units that are flashed outwardly at an amazingly rapid strobe. These seem to be sequenced and linear, but in fact, there is a great timeless void in between each pulse. Now, as each spoke or lifetime aspect becomes more resonant, more capable of holding the energy of energy pulses, it consciously expands back into the center and becomes aware of the unity of the multi-aspects of the hub and all the other spokes, and in so doing, evolves back into the center, becoming part of the center. Therefore, achieving the ability to be fully conscious in the now, one can literally go backwards and forwards in time and can be in all places and in all times simultaneously. Simply stated, you co-create your own reality. Your existence on the planet of duality, upon the three-dimensional plane of Earth, is somewhat limited in perceptional lenses, somewhat filtered by design. An analogy of the human brain functions can be seen as akin to a dual radio receptor. One aspect, the ego personality, can be considered to be in the band of AM radio, and the subconscious or God mind aspect as tuned into the broader FM width. The personality ego perceives and focuses into reality a single event from all the probable ones. And the ego experiences the event. It is only one of the probable ones. It becomes actual in your reality only when the physical aspect of self experiences it. The greater self can and does experience reality in an entirely different fashion than the ego personality brain does, and from that perspective, from that integral higher stance, is fully aware of all other dimensions, probabilities, and potential events, time-sequenced realities, than the one experienced by the frontal brain aspect of the personality, physical base, or ego self. Both perceptions are equally valid, but one is tuned to only one station and with reason. And that reason is what is termed focal life lesson, and indeed is part of your growth process, but one in which you are destined to grow beyond. In truth, you are like Dorothy in the metaphoric tale of the Wizard of Oz. Dreaming to access the infinity of the higher mind comes only after learning to willfully create within the ego mind. Indeed, when you do, and you already have in a real sense, you will realize that you had the power all the time. You simply needed to click the shoes together, as did Dorothy of Kansas in her path of exploring the wonders of Oz along the yellow brick road. Using only the limited physical senses, you can never perceive these other systems, yet probable events and parallels are substantive bona fide experiences, even if you do not perceive them to be within your physical antenna. In these other spheres of reality, each of you has other selves, not as an identical self, but through different aspects, parts of your oversoul, developing abilities in a different way than you are in physical reality, and emphatically contributing to your soul expansion and consciousness. We will tell you that aspects of the Golden Age of Atlantis is in fact from your future, in your terms, a future that in this frame has been seemingly pulled into your past. When you learn to tap into the flashing pulse of creation units, you will be able to travel consciously within and without the width and breadth of space and time and all its parallels. There are tools available to you to assist in this process. Indeed, crystalline forms are more capable of holding the pure sequence and energy of consciousness units, and indeed help in merging of the front mind into the wide realm and frequential sequencing of the God mind harmonic. And when they're mentioning about the crystal kingdom, I highly recommend you check out the Andara crystal. That's A-N-D-A-R-A. And if you start checking into those, I mean, to my way of thinking, it's the highest frequency of any crystal on the planet. And it's one that a lot of listeners to ET Yoga email me and state that they've had such success dealing with the Andara crystal. They just put one under their pillow at night. And it typically operates in your dream state. I'd like to also mention that with respect to this flashing in and out of the universe, that as the Pleiadians say, thought exists in between the flashing in and out. And I think that's really important because essentially our bodies flash in and out of existence as well. So there are periods of time during every second when we're not even physically in this dimension. We don't even exist. Well, what exists is our consciousness, and our consciousness projects our physical reality. And we also have the ability to utilize our beliefs to create and change certain aspects of the physical body. And in the book called Self-Empowerment by Barbara Marciniak, she gives some real interesting keys here to dealing with issues, because all disease issues are connected with some form of emotional issue. So if the genitals are calling for your attention, the second chakra is the place in your body where the energy is blocked. Examine your feelings about issues of male and female power or the lack of it in your life. Do you feel powerless to create what you want? Problems in the legs and feet involve issues of perseverance through forward movement, and difficulties in the arms and hands signify a lack of willingness to passionately embrace life and to actively create your desires. The neck and throat introduce issues of flexibility and self-expression. The brain is the focal point for belief about intelligence. The eyes about sight, the ears about hearing, the stomach is for assimilation, the intestines for accepting nourishment from life, and the bowels for releasing waste materials. Colds and flus are associated with indecision, weight imbalance, with unfulfilled desires. While cancer is triggered by hate, often self-hatred and anger and rage from believing you are less than who you are. The liver is a detoxifying organ, and if yours is not functioning properly, what contribution of toxic emotion is seething beneath the surface? Apply the meaning of the function to your life. If you understand the working function of the afflicted area, then you can understand the issues you are resisting, blocking, and stopping from finding healthy expression in your life. Fear of letting go and releasing the past is another underlying cause of illness. Your emotional response to what you believe, the true the truth about what has happened to you, are at the core of your beliefs. So these are, like, I think, really interesting tips for people to pay attention to, because your body is your friend. And when it's indicating that there are some issues, then the idea here would be to look at the emotional issues. I think also very important to this aspect are certain aspects of healing, like the Egyptian healing rods. And if you don't know about Egyptian healing rods, I suggest you go to Sri and Kira, .com. That's S-R-I and K-I-R-A, Sri and Kira, .com. Or just Google search Egyptian healing rods. You'll come across some very interesting information. The Egyptian healing rods were only used by the pharaohs in Egypt and the inner circle. This is a recent discovery by the Russians, and they used to think that the statues we saw of Egyptians were holding scrolls, but in point of fact, they were holding these Egyptian healing rods. And there's some amazing science has been done with these now, especially in Kirlian photography, and you can see people's auras light up. And similarly, people who have been to the Bosnian pyramid and been to the healing chambers there show similar auric fields in Kirlian photography. And a lot of people have just been healed in one day going into the healing chamber there at the Bosnian pyramid. And I highly suggest you look that subject up. It's quite fascinating. Some people do go there multiple times, depending on their conditions. And in my opinion, basically what these processes do is they heal your auric field. And the auric field is where everything begins. Everything exists as a frequency and exists in your etheric body first before it manifests in your physical body. So these are very, very powerful tools that we have available. The pyramids, pyramid power, Egyptian healing rods are like being in a pyramid every day. They're copper and zinc rods that contain crystals. That were forged in the pyramid, and it's much like being in a pyramid every day and just hold them for 15 minutes. Very powerful tools, as well as I highly suggest sun gazing, especially as taught by Hira Ratan Manek. That's M-A-N-E-K. Lots of information on YouTube about him. And also the Qigong healing sounds is taught by Master Ming Tong Gu, that's G-U. These healing sounds help to keep an energy flow in the body, much like the concept of acupuncture. And also they utilize, in part, although they're much more advanced than just the simple technique as outlined by Greg Braden, but they also involve the touching of the heart and the activation and heightening of the immune system, and also creating a flow between all your energy systems in the body. That's healing sounds from Master Ming Tong Gu. I'd like to, at this point in time, give my sincere wish to the listening audience for your success in attaining full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in the usual manner, I close the program out by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. It was originally taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. And in this process, you try to center your full focus and attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And my suggestion is get to the highest place you know how to get to before you do the technique. And then when you do the technique, you put your full attention in the center of your forehead and then ask the question, who am I? And at that point, you can do that once or twice or whatever feels comfortable. And with your full attention in the center of your forehead, you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.